Morning.
Hello.
Oh, we almost got that one to work first try, and you didn't hear the beginning of Pressure to Party, but I can just reenact it if you want.
Oh, you should do that.
Bum bum. Bum bum.
Keep going.
Give up.
Nice.
But it's really good drums.
Yeah.
Makes me want to learn the drums.
But you will when we're ultimately in our house
band. Yeah, we decided we're getting a house, making a house band.
Yes.
You're going to be on guitar.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be on drums.
Yeah, which we got to locate a set of drums.
We need to locate one. JoJo has a pair. JoJo has a pair.
Okay, perfect. And then if we do it enough, then we can buy Grace's set off of her. So many options. I'll bring my banjo. I still need to learn how to do that, though.
Sadie's going to sing. What's a good song to learn for, like, a band? Like, what would it be? Play, do you think?
Pressure to Party.
Oh, I can so see us doing that. We'd get all dressed up and rock out.
Yeah. That'd be so good.
Play at the Burren.
Yeah, you know what song Sadie would really want us to play is Casual.
By who?
Chapel Roan. Sadie belts that song.
You mean Chapel Roan?
No. What?
Sadie really likes that one. I haven't listened to that one enough to like it, so.
It's really
it
good.
It definitely is good. I just haven't listened to it enough to really like good. It. All right, you want to read the script?
Mm-hmm. This is Bug Thief, and this is Yyla.
And this is Eleanor.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio.
We should give a couple shout-outs to our loyal listeners, Nate.
I don't know if Nate's listening today. He might not be. Did you put anything on your Instagram story?
No. No, but I will right now.
Shoot! I don't think anybody's gonna...
Nabbit, I cannot keep this habit.
What song is that?
It's not a caffeinated song. Oh, let's introduce the theme of today's music. Yes.
Yeah, today's theme is caffeinated songs. Songs that give you that little
burst of energy when you're feeling down.
Mm-hmm. A good way to start
many good
your
ones.
Day.
I listened to this like on the way to the climbing gym yesterday. With a bunch of those wreck kiddos in the back, and they were singing along a little bit.
Okay.
Specifically to Spiderhead and Brooklyn Bridge to Chorus. You can never really sing along to the Strokes, though, because no one knows what they're saying.
Yeah, they're kind of like...
Yeah, you're just kind of like... No job. Yeah, all of your picks. So.
Yeah. If you come up with more, we could definitely replace the I Kissed a Girl Rock remix if you wanted to.
I don't know. That'd get me kind of going.
It's kind of hype. Yeah.
You guys don't tune out yet because you heard that we're going to play I Kissed a Girl.
There's a rock remix and you need to hear it.
And no one's saying that the songs that we're playing are like the most
beautiful, amazing. Some of them are actually like good music songs, but some of them are not the best. And that's okay.
Oh my God. Hayloft.
No, we have to listen to that song.
Oh, yeah, I thought it's by Mother.
Guys, a little preview. A little
that one
taste.
Goes crazy.
I know, it does go crazy. My mom loves that song.
Really?
Yeah, I got my mom to love that song. It's awesome.
But we only had like a certain number of songs we listened to at Chewonky because you had to bring like an iPod or something. So one of my cabin mates had an iPod that had that song on it, so I heard it so much.
I think I would do that. That's one thing that was interesting is when I was like backpacking for two, I didn't really miss music.
No, you don't think about it when no one else has it either.
Yeah. I think it's also, like, in my daily life, sometimes I, like, force feed myself music when I just don't want to be, like, walking around without music. Like, I don't want noise, but I don't want to be walking around without music, so it's kind of good to, like, be, like, forced to not
The other day, I was walking around without headphones on, I was like, it's not so bad out here.
That's what I've been doing. I took
Start doing it. You also look more approachable.
No, this is what I've been doing without my phone. I had to sit on the...
Yeah,
it actually sucked on the shuttle. I just sat there in the silence. I tried to do my homework, but I also don't have service, so I couldn't really do it. But I've been, like, forced to just walk around, like, earbuds.
Honestly, I want my phone to break. It add a little spice to my life.
Honestly, you can... In college, I feel like you can really get away with not having a phone. I have run into almost no issues. I think my first true issue would be... Google Maps.
Yeah. Well, you.
But
I
don't drive anywhere. Yeah.
You have your laptop to do everything for you.
It doesn't have. It doesn't have cellular. Like as soon as I'm on Wi-Fi,
you need to be on the Wi-Fi.
I'm stuck.
The Wi-Fi. When I was at Pomona visiting like Stella and her brother, like one of her brother's friends was like walking up to us and he was just holding his laptop and typing like outside.
That's what I've been doing.
Right.
And
Stella's brother's like, yeah, his phone's broken. And I don't know why it's the funniest thing ever, because he was just like walking around campus typing on his like with laptop open.
Oh, that's crazy.
Like so bold.
Yeah, I've had it. I like walk around buildings with my laptop. Yeah, sometimes.
I did. I walked into the campus center with it open, and it just felt, I felt like such a freak.
Yeah, like, it is a little nerd freakish. Energy. Yeah,
like what are you doing? Like, wait until you sit down to go on that.
So excited!
So excited!
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, though, you should try it. Just like leave your phone at home for a day, and you'll be fine. Just don't choose a day that you have to go somewhere that you don't know how to get there. But honestly, even, like, I figured out how to clock into work on my phone, on my computer, like, yeah, everything.
That's so awesome. One time in an art class, Penelope forgot her phone. She had to go back.
Oh, that was it? I thought you were going to say more.
No, that was it.
I know. If my phone wasn't broken, I would definitely go back for it. But now that I'm actually forced, like, there's no option.
But if I was going to art class and it's just, like, I knew there was an end when I could go back to my room to get it, I don't think I'd go
back. But music is so nice when you're doing art.
She usually didn't let us play music because live model in class didn't want the phone out. And I was like, I ain't taking photos.
Interesting. That's kind of fair. When we had live model in classes, we weren't allowed to listen. Like, we weren't not allowed to listen to music, but just, like, no one even tried.
Yeah.
Because also then, generally, like, the professor's talking to you while you're drawing. Yeah. But I feel like if you're, like, locked in on a project and you're, like, working your own and they're done with the demonstrations, it's so nice to have
music
when
you're working. That's what I did for mine because I wasn't working for the live model.
Yeah.
So I was listening to music.
Exactly.
I was listening to Elsa's show, Brain Dead.
Ooh.
Shout out to another WMFO show. And I think they're like Mondays at 9 or 10.
That sounds right.
Mondays
maybe.
At 9.
I feel like I've seen it on there.
They have a full-ass Instagram.
Full Instagram.
Stop halfway through saying that because you're coming
out. We should make stickers. Everybody stay tuned
okay,
for Bugbee stickers.
Stay tuned. We're going to be wrapping some stickers.
That'd be fun.
If you liked any of the flyers that Heidi Island made, which are awesome.
You gotta make some.
Love. Okay, I'll try.
The people are waiting.
Okay, I will.
Yeah.
Maybe today when I don't go to class.
Yeah, no, you're not going to class so you can do your work. Stop.
I know, I got the idea in my head. Now I'm all giddy about it.
No.
I will buy you a sink drink later. Just remember that.
Yes.
I need to do that.
Yes.
Like, yeah, right.
Because I miss you here. Let's go. If anybody needs an ear piercing, I don't know if this is illegal.
Yeah. Oh, you should make a business. I was thinking about making a business of selling something.
Yeah.
Like maybe like bread.
Yeah.
I want to sell bread out of our house. Like, okay. I'm gonna get a sourdough starter.
I was thinking pickles,
sourdough.
Or we could do jam.
We should
do
jam.
Bread, and then I'll also do haircuts and ear piercings.
Dude, we're gonna be rolling in cash.
<I know.
laughs> And they have to pay us in cash, and then we just have an abundance of cash. And anytime we want to like go out for food or something, whoop, just from the little like group jar.
But people have any Venmos.
Yeah, I like Venmo, actually. Straight to the bank account.
I know, but then, do you get taxed?
Do you get taxed on Venmo? I don't know what you get taxed on at all.
I think if they don't say that it's paying for, like, a good or service, you don't get taxed. But as soon as Venmo realizes that you're not using the Venmo, like, business thing, you're screwed.
Really?
I think.
And how do they find out?
If people keep, like I know when I was getting a tattoo.
If they keep sending it with the same.
Yes.
They're like That's why the tattoo artists do that.
I know. That's why they say, like, just use some emojis. But why would I get my stickers before and everybody's Venmo me with, like, stickers? I was like, guys, I don't know if it was bad.
Guys.
But I got away with it so far.
Stop.
So, like, $2. So it's,
like, I was like, I'm going to tax you on your $50 you made on stickers.
Yeah, I don't even think I might have not even broke even. I'm not sure. I never finished doing the math. It's fine. With that, should we?
Let's play the next song.
Okay.
I don't know this one. This one.
Yeah, you
is,
do.
Okay, What You Know by Two Door Cinema Club. Oh, I do know this song. I know this song.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
to go in circles. A lifetime of giving up. Oh, you are stuck. Give me a break. Don't sit in the bubble of air. And first he would tell me I'm his friend. Actually, no thanks. I'm okay. And then he would send me less my way. One shot is never enough. I just wait for this to go into circles. And the distance of my room is anything so necessary. I was thinking about that thing that you said last night. So
craving too, and all these strangers look the same, but I love. Find a cure for my life, find a cure. Find a cure for my life, find a cure. Find a cure for my life, find a cure. Find a cure for my life, oh my.
PSA, texting while driving prevention, PSA. This message is for all you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little bit awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org. You heard it here, folks. If you're like sitting across from like your little like boyfriend or whatever, and he's texting, you can just be like, stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that hard. He's not gonna break up with you.
That'd be maybe good riddance if he did.
I think we're done. It's an identity trait. I text and drive.
It makes me who I am.
It makes me who I am. Everything's on the West Coast. We're trying to find tickets for Cage the Elephant. Cage the Elephant. For the next, because it's the next song.
Is Cage the Elephant. I think we don't have anything else to say. We talked a lot at the beginning. My God,
take me back the way that I was.
Oh, did you guys like that? We played two songs back to back called Oh My God.
Yep.
Or OMG and then Oh
OMG
My God.
OMG and Oh My God.
The second one, that was a little impromptu addition. Yeah, that's it. Okay. Cage the Elephant now, as we continue to look for Taurus.
Cage the Elephant, this is Spiderhead.
Bye.
Bye.
And I have a look and try to find my face again. Buried beneath this house, my spirit screams and dies again. Out back a monster wears a cloak of Persian leather. Behind the TV screen, I'm falling to my knees. I said, you got me where you want me. Makes me wanna sink my teeth in deep. Burn all the evidence of fabricated disbelief. Pull back the curtains, took a look into your eyes. My tongue has now become a platform for your lies. I said you got me where you want me. Jungle camouflaged by all the fallen leaves. A hand holds up the sky while shamefully I make my plea. The altar's calling, but my legs won't seem to stand. Guess I'm a coward, scared to face the man I am. I said, you got me where you want me.
Type, you're always looking. surprise to me, but also nothing new. She even looks like me, petite and with tattoos. Well, did you eat her? Did you please her? When she let you pull her close and say it was nice to see ya, was it dreamy? Was it dreamy? Nice to see ya. Was it dreamy? Was it dreamy? Did you ever think of me? And what were you feeling? Well, did you eat her? Did you please her? When she left you, pull her close and say it was nice to see ya. Was it dreamy? Was it dreamy? Did you ever think of me? And what were you feeling? I'm not going to do that.
the hay. With his long johns on, pub went a creeping up to the bottom, to the hay. Young lovers with their legs tied up in knots. Young lovers with their legs tied up in knots. With his long tall gun, pub went a creeping to blow the hay log, their head straight off. My daddy's got a gun, my daddy's got a gun, my daddy's got a gun. You bet the bum, my daddy's got a gun, my daddy's got a gun, my daddy's got a gun. You bet the bum, my daddy's got a gun, my daddy's got a gun, my daddy's got a gun. You bet the bum, my daddy's got a gun, my daddy's got a gun, my daddy's got a gun.
Make a left, not go right. I think midnight show. Slap, slap, and a kiss on your nose. That's Diego Montoya, right-handed, who knows? If you kill that ride and prepare for them blows, I'll be on my own dip. Hey, man, super dog hit, cooking up a cook-up, charging for a mid shit. You ain't even listening, I'm gonna pick a mid spin. What moves is missing? You lost. Away we go. Ooh, ooh, ooh. With a matinee and a late-night show. The matinee and the late night show.
The current time is 7:55.
Yeah.
I was trying to do that like NPR.
NPR. I don't listen to NPR ever.
I mean, neither, but like when it was on in the car as a kid, it'd be like, and the current time is 4:27.
4:27.
They'd always say the like exact time like that. Oh, no. They'd say 3 minutes to 4:20.
No, I don't like when people say five of.
Or like of when British people are like half five. I'm like half after half five. Wait, or before.
They don't say half past?
They say half five.
What does that mean?
Who knows? I've just heard it in their. I watched some British YouTubers.
Who knows?
British vloggers. Mm. And that's what they say. And I'm like, I literally don't know what time that is. So. Yeah.
I watched that. Yesterday, the other day, we ran into a friend, and we were talking about videos that we watched that were so funny that we, like, uncontrollably laughed out loud, and then people around us, like, in, like, inappropriate times, like, yeah. I was at work, or, like, Eric was at, in the bathroom, and he was watching that video. Yeah. He was watching this video of a YouTuber recreating the Charlie XCX, Vroom Vroom, without, like, listening to it, and I watched it, and it was funny. I didn't laugh out loud.
Dude, that's just the way it is sometimes with different people.
Like, I know.
You think some things are different. Like, when you think of a reel is really funny and you show your friend and they don't laugh.
I know.
Like,
and it's so disappointing.
It's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I know. I wonder if he thought, the reel I sent him was funny. The other one was 14 minutes. I committed. I watched the whole thing. Yes. I was at work. I had nothing else to do. Actually, I had work to do. But it's okay. Like, homework. Not, like, work
when
of my job.
But sometimes I'll uncontrollably laugh at a reel and then go back and watch it later and be like, eh.
Yeah. Reel.
Got him!
Okay, anyways. We're running out of time because we have to play the last song.
Last song is what?
The last song is Silence is Golden by The Best. It's super awesome. But you're not going to hear all of it, so you should finish listening to it later. This is Yyla. Wait, no, this is Buck Thief, and this is Yyla.
And Eleanor.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford's Tubbs for People Radio.
Thanks for joining us Thursday at 7.
Okay, thanks. Bye.